You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a little bit of news and information you can use. I am Matt Fiddler. It has been a hot summer so far, and fire season is now underway. But the fact that fires are burning right now around the state is not necessarily a reason for major concern, at least up here in Northern California. For example, a fire deep in the Trinity Alps wilderness area might actually be doing some needed maintenance of cleaning up fire fuel when a lightning strike hits, and the winds are low at this time of year, which is normal. So I'm finding a little bit of hope that all these more rural fires burning right now are burning areas slowly under less windy conditions, which is safer than if they burn in the fall, where the wind can make them burn hotter and spread faster. In an experiment, Caltrans hopes will one day make California's roads more durable and put a dent in the state's growing plastic pollution problem. Road crews working with a transportation agency are repaving a section of highway using recycled asphalt held together with thousands of melted plastic bottles. The project across three lanes of Highway 162 just west of Oroville represents the first time a state highway in California has been repaved using 100% recycled materials. With the experimental process now being used in Oroville, crews grind up only the top 3 inches of old pavement and mix it in with a liquid plastic polymer binder made largely from used plastic bottles. The bottles are typically PET plastic, commonly used in soda and water bottles. Paving 1 mile uses up about 150,000 plastic bottles. The new plastic asphalt is then placed on top of the roadway and is durable enough to last 2 to 3 times as long as traditional asphalt, tests have shown. Because the new mixture eliminates the need for double layers, hot mix asphalt doesn't need to be hauled in, saving dozens of truck trips, reducing smog and greenhouse gas emissions as well. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fiddler, reporting from Chico.